smut out of the chimney part. And mostly just took the ashes out in a pail or something, you know, and dumped them.
And sometimes it's pretty, some of it's pretty hard rock.
No, it's not too hard. It's kind of altered.
I guess it's just
a
fact.
We were
talking about the house. Did y'all, coming up, did y'all have glass windows in your house?
Yeah.
Most of them did. Some of them didn't. Just had wooden doors and shutters. That's a mantle.
What would y'all use there over there?
Yeah, most of them. We'd have a screen. What not?
What about
pictures and so forth.
What would
you yeah. Most of them had just regular green window shades, you kind of, you know, pull up and down. That fire dogs.
I guess it got along pretty well, didn't it?
Yeah. To my notion, them was the good days. Most of them just took the ashes out and paid them something.
Yeah. I believe Tommy,
no, that's kind of old. That was across the porch and the living room. Most of them had just red old green window shades.
The living room and the dining room and the kitchen.
And over on us, this other side is three bedrooms and the bathroom. I know some of the good ones. Back porch, screened in porch.
The living room,
any of them
ever call anything different?
Well, they call it the front room or the living room.
What pieces of furniture did you have, maybe?
Back in the day, in the old days, we didn't have much of anything. Chairs, maybe two or three rocking chairs. Mostly of them straight chairs.
You told me yesterday about how your father made.
How did
you turn it out?
Well, if it was bolt shears, well, after the seat and the back would wear out, they used to make them out of this old cane or bamboo or something, mostly, you know. They'd take a green, fresh-killed cowhide, sew it on the bottom of the chair, and then right on up around the back. And when it would get dry, you had it. Real good seat. As it cured, you know, and you keep sitting in it, it sort of be just right to fit you. But they were coming, going to the front.
Yeah, it fits pretty good,
yeah.
So it fits.
Yeah.
He made most of the
furniture. They'd buy most of it. He made a good chair himself. Sometimes he'd make a table. He'd do the rock chair.
What about
when
you go to buy his furniture?
Well, usually then we'd have to get them out of Kissimmee. Most anything we bought down these parts, we'd have to come to Kissimmee on a steamboat. About all the transportation boat, unless you just went up there in a horse and wagon. And,
they used to make them out of the old.
Where is
this? It's north of here, about 80 miles. Straight through, you know, the way the Kissimmee River used to be crooked. Of course, it's dredged out now and straightened out. So it'd take a steamboat about a week to make a round trip from Kissimmee down here and back.
You ever go